Just a few weeks into the new concert season, and Wisconsin classical musicians have performances coming thick and fast, including two concerts this afternoon. Conductor Alexander Platt takes the Wisconsin Philharmonic to the Hamilton Sussex Performing Arts Center for a 3 o'clock kickoff to their three-year Tchaikovsky cycle, and bring on British pianist Simon Mulligan for another Russian work, Rachmaninoff's Rhapsody on a Theme of Paganini. They also give a nod to the recent Summer Olympics with Javelin, written for the 1996 Atlanta Games by Wauwatosa native Michael Torkey. In 1987, Torkey was commissioned to write for one of the chamber ensembles at the Huddersfield Contemporary Music Festival in West Yorkshire, England. His adjustable wrench has groups of instruments layering repeated phrases, sometimes thickly, sometimes almost dropping out entirely. Andrew Sewell and the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra made their own adjustments on the piece in 2010.
Thank you.
Andrew Sewell conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in Adjustable Wrench by Michael Torkey at Madison's Capitol Theater on October 29, 2010. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. We'll hear another selection from this concert later this hour. And if you're in the Sussex area this afternoon, you'll find the Wisconsin Philharmonic in performance at 3 o'clock. Details at wisphil.org. If you're in the mood for Baroque music this afternoon, the Racine Symphony brings together musical royalty at 3 o'clock, with conductor Pasquale Larino bracketing Marie Antoinette's favorite Haydn symphony, with Purcell's incidental music for The Fairy Queen, and The Arrival of the Queen of Sheba from Handel's oratorio Solomon. That lively curtain raiser was included in the opening ceremonies of the 2012 London Olympics. John Demain and the Madison Symphony included it in a selection of oratorio excerpts the following spring.
Bye.
the loud hosannas rise, widely spreading through the skies, God alone is just and wise. The Madison Symphony Orchestra and Chorus, under the direction of John Demain, with selections from Handel's 1749 oratorio, Solomon. An April 2013 performance in Overture Hall, recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. Harpist and Thienesville native Kelsey Molinari will solo in a Handel concerto with the Racine Symphony as they begin the Masterwork series of their concert season at UW Parkside at 3 o'clock today. You'll find more information at racinesymphony.org. In just a moment, one of Schubert's most popular symphonies, in anticipation of the opening of the Masterwork series by the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra. I'm Laurie Skelton, and this is Wisconsin Classical. They delighted thousands over the summer with concerts on the square, and now the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra is focused on the Masterwork series in Madison's Capitol Theater. This Friday's season opener features the Russian-born violinist Ilya Kalar, who is the only violinist to have won gold in the Paganini, Sibelius, and Tchaikovsky competitions. After he and the orchestra dazzle with the Tchaikovsky Violin Concerto, the orchestra takes on one of the two minor key symphonies written by Schubert, the 1816 Symphony No. 4, which he dubbed Tragic. The other minor key Schubert symphony is one of his most well-known works, the unfinished Eighth Symphony he wrote 6 years later, and which the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra performed under Andrew Sewell's baton 6 years ago.
Thank you.
Andrew Sewell conducting the Wisconsin Chamber Orchestra in the two-movement Unfinished Symphony by Franz Schubert at Madison's Capitol Theater on October 29, 2010. Recording and broadcast preparation by Marv Nunn. You'll find the orchestra's complete season calendar at wcoconcerts.org. And you'll find even more season opener information on our next Wisconsin Classical Hour. I'm Laurie Skelton. You're listening to Wisconsin Public Radio.